Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Well, it's only been delayed by about a decade, but the Blue Water Bridge Plaza expansion is looking like it's about to move forward. Joining us right now, Michigan Department of Transportation Special Projects Manager Jonathan Lurie, to tell us a little bit more about it. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I will appreciate you joining us this morning to update us on the Blue Water Bridge Plaza expansion project. The financing is beginning to fall into place, and it looks like this project's going to happen.
Yeah, we're very excited to be with this very important project for the city, the state, the country. The Blue Water Bridge is the third busiest crossing between the U.S. and the second busiest crossing.
Tell us a little bit about the project and how this is going to move forward and what the timeline is.
Sure, it's about a $300 million investment. And a lot of the costs do go towards the border facility itself. Right now, we're kind of getting everything lined up. Some of our long lead items, we have DTE substations to relocate, and we have coordination with our federal and local agencies. So we are going to proceed into the next major steps, our reevaluation of the environmental document, as well as stability study with our federal partners, and that'll be happening over the next year. And then we will proceed into a design phase in 2022, where we will put together a design build contract so that construction can begin in 2023 and will occur in the 2023, 2024, and 2025 years.
Is this going to change how we get on and off the bridge, how we use the freeway system here in the Port Huron area?
We are looking a little bit closer at that, at how that local access will be coming in and out of the plaza. But part of the larger project included 2.2 miles of freeway reconstruction to the west welcome center, and those were phases that we were already able to complete. So it's not going to change any of those things that have already been constructed. Really, the focus is on the plaza footprint itself.
How is this being funded, John?
So that's, yeah, it's great. We recently received an INFRA grant. So MDOT has been consistently looking to bridge the funding gap that we have. So we received a $25 million INFRA grant. And then we have Blue Water Bridge funds right now. Those are funds that are basically only able to be used on the Blue Water Bridge facilities that come from toll revenues as well as leasing our facilities. We lease our facilities to our federal partners within the plaza. And then we are looking at also going out and doing some bonding on that, on those future toll and lease revenue to complete the financing to be able to construct the project.
A lot of people are going to look at this and say, you know, this was supposed to have been 10 years ago. What was the delay, and why is it being done now?
Yeah, originally, a large cost of the plaza itself is the Customs and Border Protection facilities. And there was an understanding that a lot of the construction costs for those was going to be borne by Customs and Border Protection. And then it became evident that it was not a priority for those facilities to be financed. And it kind of created some major challenges for us. So we were able to construct the other phases in the meantime as we worked to identify the funding to be able to build this. And, you know, it's taken some time, but we're very excited that we're able to move forward with it today.
It is needed, isn't it? I mean, there's an awful lot of truck traffic that crosses that bridge.
Yes, yeah, definitely. It's the second busiest truck crossing, and that drives a lot of the revenue. And the new plaza will have the latest technologies newer updated inspection facilities to make that happen much more efficiently and smoothly. Right now, one of the major challenges is there's a truck weave that occurs coming into the U.S. where trucks have to actually cross all of the lanes of traffic coming into the plaza. That's one of the many items that we'll be able to address in terms of the circulation around the plaza with this project.
So we'll likely see the construction part of this really start in 23, right?
Correct.
All right. Look forward to that, and we'll look forward to getting more updates on this project along the way as well. John, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it very much.
Yes, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.